course.
Okay. Today's lunch, my niece, I'm Lucian Shana, you might have Neil Reef commands my shirt, the express for Shlema Chai, my Shem Malki, and it's been serving me, Baruch Abbas, Sarah Malk, and it's close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's continue on over here. Hopefully we'll cover some ground today. Simen Kuf Tzadik Tess, we are up to Sif Dalad. We're talking about it over here. Who can we include in Zeman? So we'll slow down for some of the halachas that are more negeya, but let's go over here. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalad, Oy v'kechav magoy, aim is zamanin olav, you cannot include him into his zimun, even if he's having, as we see Mishabur will tell us, even if his intention is to praise the God of Klal Yisrael. But I feel a ger shemol, a ger had a bris milah, v'loy toval, he didn't yet do tefillah, aim is zamanin olav, you cannot include him. Aval ger gama, mizamanin olav, a ger gama, you could be mizamanin, v'yachal avarach b'yachas hamazon, and he's able to say b'yachas hamazon, he's actually able to lead the b'yachas hamazon, a ger. He was able to say the land that you gave to our fathers. The reason a ger can do that is because, as the Mishnah will tell us, that every ger is the is a child of Avraham Avinu, who was Av Hamayin Goyim. Okay. Let's see the Mishabura, because now fill in the scavel of Elikei Yisrael, even if he's having in mind to be Mivarach to Elikei Yisrael. You still cannot include him. The ger that didn't do tefillah, v'chalzman shalei tovel kadin b'fnei bezdin shal shloishiv. The ger did not do the bris milah al pi halacha with a bezdin of three. You are not. You cannot use them for. You cannot include them in zimun. Aim is zamna of the any ger at sheyamo v'yitpa. Is not considered a ger until he has the bris milah and he does the tefillah in front of a bezdin of three. He's able to be mighty to other people with Birchas Hamaz. Oh.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. Leave it.
Oh, I'm back? Okay, I got muted for a second. I'm sorry. Okay. It's the other one that's muted. Okay, that's what's confusing me. I see two different of me. Okay, it's this is very confusing. Laviseinu, how can the ger say shachal to laviseinu? Lefi shal Avram nitna aretz lamei Rasha. The land was given. The al aretz shachal to was given to Avram Avinu. Avram nikra avamayin goyim, and Avram is the fathers even of the goyim. Goyim cannot be part of zimun, but they could be, but a ger is able to say shenchal lavisenu. Says mechaber sifei einan Rachman Litzlan, somebody who's an einan is somebody who one of his shiva kravim, right? Passed away. Rachman Litzlan, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, or sister, or a wife. Those are the seven. I have those written down here. I didn't remember them by heart. Any one of them, before the kvura, he's being misasik in the kvura, and therefore he doesn't have a chiyuv to bench, he doesn't make brachas, and shu patim levarach, he's patim levarach, aim is aminal, if you don't include him in the zeman. So according to those who say that if he wants to, he can bench, which is not the way we on nayuk, but he cannot be included in zeman. Shu patim levarach, perish calls man shemese mutal lefanov, give a simen ayin aleph, as long as his mace is in front of him, meaning he's misasek, he's the kvura is on his mind. Aim is aminal aleph. You do not include him in the zimun. The regular halachas of einan, when it comes to doing other brachas and other things, would apply over here. So let's say somebody, Rachman Litzlan, has his father passes away, and they're taking the father to Yisrael once, and he's not going. Once the nifter gets checked into the airplane, then he's no longer considered an einan. So whatever the rules are over there, those are the same rules over here. But Kolzman is considered an einan. He does not bench is not being included in Zimun. Even according to those who hold that if he wants to, he could. Since he is Lamaisa Potter from benching, and a mitzvah, if he's not included in the Zimun. If there is a chaver kadisha that's set up that once the levaya is over, they take care of the mace. So that's the same idea. You go ahead, and he no longer has the din of an einan. Yes, David, I do it every day, but this position of the camera, you don't see it. Olav, a fill of the evidence, Berith Lahitzi Lacherem, Loi Mahani, the Cholshu Ba Atzmai Potter, Menadova, Enyach Lahitzi Lacherem, as long as he is Potter, he cannot be Mighty other people. Just for an interesting chop to think about, there is what happens if the Einan ate before the Kvura, and he didn't bench yet until after the Kvura, so now he's no longer the Din of an Einan. Does he have a Chiv of benching or not? Right, assuming that it's in the amount of time that loynis achel hamazon, the food is still in his stomach, would he still have the chiyuv to bench? Right now, others want to compare it to a bar mitzvah boy, who the day before his bar mitzvah he ate, and then say shkia came and he became bar mitzvah. Now he became a chiyuv mitzvahs with that change of the time. And let's assume that he ate right beforehand, and it's laying the sachel amazon. Does he have a chiv to bench? But others really say, just an interesting thought. We're not going to get into the whole discussion, but just an interesting thought. It's really different. The einan, when he ate, was really a mechuyev in benching. He was putter because he was Isaac b'mitzvah. So he becomes so he's a mechuyev. So now that the mitzvah was taken care of, the chiv should come back, according to some, versus the katan at the time that he ate, he wasn't a mechuyev mitzvah. So just a discussion that the Achrayim have when it comes to this halacha. Hopefully it will not be negeya to anybody, and we won't have to be concerned with it. Let's go vaita. Vav, says Mechaba, noshim v'avodim, the katanim eim ezamnu aleim. We do not include them in the zimun in order to round out the three of the ten. Avam ezamnu latzman, so an interesting halacha which most of us probably do not know. If there's a group of women together, they want to do zimun, they can. In fact, I think he brings down here that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that his sister, I think he says, asked the Chazon Ish if, when it's just women alone, if she can do Zimun, and he told her yes, right? So, but that's what the Mechaber tells us. If the women want, they can make a Zimun. However, you shouldn't have the women and the Avadim and Ketanim doing it together. It's Pritzis. The Avadim, we'll see, then Nechshed on Arayas, the Nechshed on all this stuff. So therefore, the women and the Avadim should not officially be Mitzdarif together. But if it's a group of just women, or a group of just Avadim, they can go ahead and bench. They can do Zeman. Elon Nashim Latzman, Avadim Latzman. Eventually, Zamni B'Shem. However, they can't say Elokeinu. Let's see the Mishnah Baruch, Tanim, Ayin L'Kam Masif Yud. Eim Ezamen, we'll see more about that. Eim Ezamen Aleim, Roitz Aloim, Eloi Arak Shnei Anashim. If there's only two men, and then Eilim Mitzdarif L'Shloi, Shiz Chai Vedei Ayodim Zeman. So you have two men sitting at home, and your wife is there, there's no Zeman. Mishum De Einan, Eila, Einan B'nei Chiyuv of Zeman. They don't have a Chiyuv of Zeman. It's a Rishus for them to do Zeman. So they can't be Mitzdarif with two men to make a Chiyuv. Because Kamasiv Zayim, but Vilim Ratzil L'Zaman, Ibam Gam Kenei Rishoyim. They, even if they want to, you can't. It's worse than if you just have a group of women on their own or a group of avodim on their own. They have rishus. As we see further on in the seat. It's not appropriate that the way you get a tzirif is by having two men and one woman. Even for this reason, if it's just two father and his bar mitzvah boy son and his wife at home, you don't do it. If you just have women, rishus, they can if they want to. This, that it's a rishus, is talking about women and avodim. The ketanim lavanei mitzvahin loy mashi yizam latzman, ketanim can never do their own zimun. Then we said that the women and the avodim should not do it together. Pritzusa the avodim, the shechshudim al aznos, yichay shedem aznos, famish kezachar, melechein, So even if you have three avadim, but they're eating together with some women, they cannot do a tziruv to do zimun together. B'shem, they should, if you have a group of women, they decide they want to do zimun, they could, but they don't say delekeinu daskar. Any time, the saying of the name, that's already davash epikadusha. In our halacha, anytime you daven shel kedusha, the only time you can do that is when you have 10 men. So the bottom line is, according to this halacha, I've never seen any women do it, but maybe they do it when I'm not around. Nashim have a rishus, they want, there's a girls' night out, they can go ahead and do zimun on their own. Okay, says the mechaber, Siv Zayin, Nashim. Mizamnois la'atzman rishus. This that we said that the women can do their own zimun, that's a rishus. Now here is halacha that I'm willing to bet many of us do not know. If a woman is eating with three men, chayaves, they're not only rishus, they are mechuyev to answer zimun. The yaitzes bezimun shalano. Of course, they're not the ones who lead the zimun. They are the ones who listen to zimun. So, if you're at home and you have two bar mitzvah boys, you're making zimun on Shabbos by your table. Your wife has to answer. So, and I asked the Rav this, if this is because this was a surprise to me. And I said, why don't any of the Beis Yaakov's teach it? Actually, my daughter came home from school, and well, I think it was last year, and her halacha Rebbe taught her this. Women are supposed to answer to the Zimun. Says the Ramah, Afal pi she'ein on Mevinus. And this is even if they don't understand what we're saying, they are able to be yaitza with the Zimun. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Rishus. So he said, when there's three women alone, it's rishus. Yesh leim atam dolei ratz chama lahatalem chiyuv birchzah zimun k'shem if ne'atzvon. Chama did not want to make it a chiyuv. Sheinem hatzikol kach shiyuv b'kiyas v'birchzah zimun. They're not so bakiyin, and therefore they end up missing out. Sometimes they would do it, sometimes they wouldn't do it. So therefore, the chachamim left it as rishus, but they are allowed to be mezamen. Chayavos. Even though we just said that if you have two men and one woman, you can't do zimun. No, it's not appropriate. There's only two men. The only way you got the chiyuv is because I'm including a woman in my tziruf. It's inappropriate because the only way this whole chiyuv got created was because I included myself with the woman. There's already three men without them. We don't have to include them to, in order to get a chiyuv of zimun. That's no longer ganai because the zimun was created by the three men, and the women there are also answering. And he brings down over here, if you're eating at home and you have two bar mitzvah boys, I oftentimes have that in my house, you have two bar mitzvah boys, you have a chiyuv of zimun, your wife is clearing off the table, she's in the kitchen, you're supposed to wait till she comes out. She has a chiyuv to respond to the zimun with you. And she should be benching at the same time. Just like the men can be mighty men, it can be mighty the women. They want to separate, make their own zimun, they can't. Listening to the person benching. Even if they don't understand it's better for them to say each word with the guy, as we said already many times. It's better, our minig is that each person should bench on their own, and therefore it is better for them to bench that way. However, important thing that we just learned over here, that women do have a chiyuv in responding to zimun when they're at a table that there are three men doing that ate, and therefore there's a chiyuv of zimun over there, and the women who ate with them do have to answer to the zimun. If you look in the Pesukei Teshuvos, he struggles, he tries to find reasons why the women don't do it, because Lamaisa, they're all struggles. End of the day, the halacha seems to be that they should be answering to the zimun. Let's do one more sif. Androgynous mezamen l'minoi. You have an androgynous is a suffix if it's a male or a zacha or it's a mim if ne'atzmai. And therefore, but whatever it is, androgynous is its own. We treat it as its own type. And therefore, mezamen l'minoi, you can have a group of three androgynous. They can mezamen. They mezamen leila nashu leila nashu. However, they cannot be mezamen not with the women, because they might, if they're men, then they're being included with the women. If they're women, they can't be included with the men. And we definitely treat them as their own as their own entity. Mizama Lumina, all androgynous can treat it the same. Machen came with tumtum. A tumtum is somebody who is uncertain what they are, right? So the skin, they were born with the skin is overgrowing their makom, and therefore it's uncertain what they are. Some tumtums can be a woman, some tumtum can be a man. So tumtum is different than androgynous. Androgynous is a mean b'fnei atzmai. A tumtum is not a meme factor. It's either man or woman. We just don't know this particular person. Is it a man? Is it a woman? The Shemazek Shiyakara, when you if you would rip it open, Yamatzi Zachar, Vizana Keva. One of them you find a Zachar, and one of them you find a Keva. Ain't Nashim Mitzdarf for you can't be Mitzdarf. And therefore, tumtum can never do Zeman. Loyla Nashim, the Shem and the Keva. When the Spire receive so they can't go with the group of women, they can't go with the group of men, and therefore we do neither. That was what we just learned, but the Mechaber has a separate. They can't even be mezamen with two other ones, as we explained. If there's already three men, then the tumtum can answer. Because either it's a woman or it's a man. If it's a man, then it was four men. If it's a woman, it's three men and one woman, which is fine as well. Okay, we'll stop over here by Sif Yud. That's when we start talking about Ketanim. We'll get to it on Monday, Matzchem. Actually, very, very interesting because there's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which could play a role in difference if you're having a meal together with Sfarad, then we'll see what that is on Monday. Okay.